more of the program. You can dial in toll-free. Take control of the airwaves, 800-259-9231. That number is brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231. We talked about the cyber war, and, of course, that continues to rage, if you will. And I'm excited. I'm so excited by this. I think it's great. The government's lackeys are getting what they deserve for going after WikiLeaks, and that is they're having their websites targeted by a group called Anonymous. They are specifically calling themselves, in this instance, Operation Payback. And I just don't feel bad about what's happening to these people. You chose your side. You chose to back the state. You chose to back the agency of coercive violence. And this is what you get. Same thing to you, Joe Lieberman and Sarah Palin, who apparently also had their websites targeted within the past couple days. And who knows who's next? I don't know. Maybe they'll go after Walmart next because of them installing the telescreens.
Or I suspect not.
Maybe they'll go at, why not?
I guess it's just not related.
It's just a WikiLeaks thing. Yeah, that's true. Or it's not a WikiLeaks thing. But maybe they'll go after the Department of Defense, or who knows? And they could go after whoever they want to, and I bet they'd be successful. Anyway, 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. But when the fall of the U.S. federal government does finally happen, wouldn't it be great if it were at the hands of computer nerds? Just wouldn't that be the coolest thing ever? Like, not one shot fired. The federal government crumbles and just dissolves as a result of just too much pressure from the computer nerd community. That would be a fitting way for them to go out without one single instance of violence. So there's a lot to talk about still with the WikiLeaks. Of course, your calls will take them about anything at 800-259-9231. Coming up, more details on the case where the WikiLeaks cables are showing that a Texas company helped pimp little boys to stoned Afghan cops. But first, let's go. And we'll also hear from Julian Assange on, I guess he wrote a note or an essay before he went to jail. Greg is in Florida, though, to start things out this hour. Greg is, no, he's not. He's off the line. In that case, let's talk about this just awful story. BoingBoing.net reporting that the Houston Press has posted an extensive blog post untangling an alarming story. And remember, certain press agencies were given advance copies of all the 250,000 cables. So WikiLeaks is slowly releasing them publicly via their website, Facebook, and things like that. But some press organizations have it in advance. They found out that another horrific taxpayer-funded sex scandal for DynCorp, the private security contractor tasked with training the Afghan police, and apparent proof that the company procured male children for what they call bachabazi parties, boy play parties. The story boils down to this. This company, headquartered in Washington, D.C., with Texas offices, helped pimp out the little boys as sex slaves to stoned cops in Afghanistan. For Pashtuns in the south of Afghanistan, there's no shame in having a little boy lover. On the contrary, it's a matter of pride. Those who can afford the most attractive boy are the players in their world, the OGs, that is, original gangsters, of places like Kandahar and Khost. On the frontline video, ridiculously macho warrior guys brag about their young boyfriends utterly without shame. So perhaps in the evil world of real politic, in which there is apparently no moral compass, U.S. private contractors won't smash to smithereens, that it made sense for DynCorp to drug up some Pashtun police recruits and turn them loose on a bunch of little boys. But according to the leaked document, Atmar, the Afghani interior minister, was terrified this story would catch a reporter's ear. He urged the U.S. State Department to shut down a reporter that he heard was snooping around, and was horrified that a rumored videotape of the party might surface. He predicted that any story about the party would endanger lives.
It's always endangering lives. Like, they don't care about these young boys. It's about endangering American soldiers' lives or whatever.
He said that his government had arrested two Afghan police and nine Afghan civilians on charges of purchasing a service from a child in connection with the party, but he was worried about the image of their foreign mentors, by which apparently meant DynCorp. American diplomats told him to chill. They apparently had better handle on our media than Atmar, because when a report of the party finally did emerge, it was neutered to the point of near falsehood. You can read the full details on this.
I think I remember this story coming out, and I think we had discussed it. But
really, I don't recall.
Yeah, I think so.
Frontline covered the phenomenon earlier this year. According to BoingBoing.net, the author watched the documentary when it first aired, and it was hard to watch. The notion that an American company enabled the sexual and physical abuse of kids like this is nauseated. And, again, more details on this if you want them over at HoustonPress.com. But remember, this company was working at the behest of the U.S. federal government. They're over there training the Afghan police on contract by the feds, and they're busily supplying sex to these policemen, little boys for sex to the policemen. And you know what, Mark? It makes you wonder. For a long time on this show, we've had people calling in who have been making allegations about the federal government and some of the people on the inside of it, some of the people in the upper echelons of Washington, D.C., talking about how there is a child sex slavery ring, essentially. Not everybody's in on it, but that some people up in the upper echelons of Washington, D.C., which is, by the way, where DynCorp is headquartered. They mentioned it's a Texas company, but they only have offices in Texas. They're headquartered in D.C. So this company that has been caught red-handed now, supplying the services of little boy sex slaves to the Afghan men over there, drugged-up Afghan men, it makes you wonder, is this the tip of the iceberg? How much of this is actually going on? Because it's like the same situation as the war on drugs. I mean, you hear the stories about the corrupt cops. You know they exist, but how many of them are actually corrupt? We know far more than are caught are corrupt. We know far more than are caught stealing drugs or ripping off a drug dealer in some way or dealing drugs themselves. We know there are more of them than are caught. So in the same case, in the same way, how many of the U.S. government people are actively involved in child sex slavery?
You want this to be true so bad that it makes your eyes
swim. It's true.
Well,
here you go.
No. You want the United States government officials to be involved in the child
sex
trade.
What's the difference? Whether it's a government official.
The difference is cultural. Now, I'm going to lay a wide
swath. This is a company run by Americans.
I'm going to lay a wide swath over here and say that there are cultures in the Middle East that find homosexuality to be okay.
When your women
have to wear tents over their heads, then you're more likely to turn to men.
Are
for
you
your
telling
liaison.
Me that you don't think people?
What I'm telling you, I'm not done. I'm telling you that this is cultural, and that these people culturally find this kind of behavior to be okay. What this company did was say, here's a way to go about expediting getting what we want. We can help these young boys, which don't have a problem with this, help these old men that don't have a problem with this. We'll get them all together. Well, obviously, some of them are getting, they don't have the ability to make the decision, but, culturally, this is okay. In the same way that I don't believe that our politicians are chewing cot in Washington, D.C., because it is not a cultural decision here in the United States to do such a thing. I do not believe these conspiracy theories that say that that there's widespread child prostitution rings in Washington, D.C.
That's what the
conspiracy theories say.
Well, I don't know what they say. We haven't actually gotten a lot of detail. There have been some allegations, and they claim that there are newspaper articles and things like that to back them up. So I'm sure if you wanted to dig around in that world, Mark, you could probably find out some interesting allegations. But how widespread it is, I don't know. I'm not making that claim. I'm just telling you that a U.S. government contractor is supplying little boys to people that want them.
That much is true.
And it makes me wonder. That's all. Just makes me wonder how widespread it is. And who else is involved? Because the idea that these politicians would somehow, our politicians would never be interested in sex with little children. There are politicians. How dare you suggest that? Well, maybe they would be. How do you know what their proclivities are? These are people that are in search of power. They aren't like the rest of us. They aren't like you and I. These are people that want to wield power over others. And it seems very likely that a personality that would be attracted to power like that would also in many ways be attracted to deviant sexual practices.
I agree that that's true. Generally, people that seek power like that prefer to be the masochist in the S&M
situation. I'm just telling you, don't put the blinders
on,
Mark.
I'm not putting the blinders on. I'm not an idiot. The fact is, if the Republicans were doing this, the Democrats would get them. If the Democrats were doing this, the Republicans would get them. If they're not doing it together.
You don't know, Mark. I'm speculating. 800-259-9231. They do a lot together that's really bad. Why wouldn't they do this? Why wouldn't they have a little boy sex party for Republicans and Democrats? 800-2 or little girls. 800-259-9231. You can take it. Oh, dogs, cats. 800-259-9231. I wouldn't put it past them. They're sick power freaks. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, ZenPaks, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in 3 delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Calling all manufacturers from across the United States. Are you eager to have people buy your products right here at home instead of having them buy competing products made on the other side of the world? Do you want to build your business while helping boost our nation's economy at the same time? Then localmakers.com is the website for you. Our site provides an easy way for manufacturers to connect with customers within their local community as well as across the United States. From the small manufacturer who works out of their home to the large manufacturers across the U.S., localmakers.com connects customers to the closest manufacturer by simply entering their zip code. So if you make your own goods and want to expand your market, go to localmakers.com and put your products on one of our shelves. If you're not a local manufacturer but know someone who is, take advantage of the localmakers.com referral program and earn income by getting others to join. Simply go to localmakers.com and register. There's no cost to join. That's localmakers.com. Visit localmakers.com today.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-cytosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That number is brought to you by SACL CAI. That's 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And by the way, the features on the website include our listening options. So if you want to hear the show at 3 in the morning, you can do that. We've got live streams around the clock. The latest episode of Free Talk Live is airing at all times at listen.freetalklive.com and broadband and dial-up streams, plus our webcam, listen lines that allow you to call in from any phone that can dial long distance and listen in that way as well. In addition to that, we've got our satellite channel that's available across North America for free. And 80-plus wonderful radio stations from coast to coast. Go get the details. Get tuned in. Listen.freetalklive.com.
Are you on any medications? Are you getting your medications at a local pharmacy? If you are, you're likely paying more than you have to. There's a better way. Discount Prescription Services will get you your meds at discounts as high as 70% off. Actually seen as high as 80% off. And they'll deliver them right to your door. All you have to do is go to meds.freetalklive.com, click Become a Member on the left-hand side of the page. Their customer service is excellent. They'll walk you through every step, and you'll save big time. This is not one of those foreign pharmacy situations. This is a United States company dealing with, distributors, international distributors, and to bring you prices that are up to 70% off what you're paying. Meds.freetalklive.com.
All right, let's continue with your thoughts, your calls about what you want, and then more on what's going on with WikiLeaks. We'll actually read something from Julian Assange here in a moment. Dylan is in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live on the Amp Lines.
Yeah, hey, actually, that's exactly what I wanted to talk about was Julian Assange and WikiLeaks. And I was listening to the November 30th show on the podcast, and Sam was spinning quite a conspiratorial yarn about how he thought it was all some kind of well-orchestrated plot from the government. And I think he has, and a lot of libertarians who are into conspiracy theories, have an unfortunate tendency to do two things. One is attribute to malice what can be easily explained by incompetence, and two, to treat the government as a single entity, or the mainstream media as a single entity, when they are both, in fact, made up of hundreds, if not thousands, of discrete individuals all making different kinds of decisions. Even though they might share a certain sort of overarching agenda,
mm-hmm.
they're not just a thing.
Yeah, that's the problem with the conspiracy theorists, is they come up with, an interesting theory, and then they kind of have to, fill in some gaps in reality to actually get to that point.
And, yeah, he suggested that there might be, a handful of Bradley Manning types that must be really high up, and I think that the opposite is true. It's just, you'd be amazed if you ever had to deal with the government very much or been involved in it, whether in the military or in another capacity, how poor their security is, actually, and how loose.
That's what I was
really
trying to tell Mark.
You know?
I mean, Mark was of the belief earlier tonight that the government as well, these hackers might not be able to go up against the government. They're really tough with their security, and I don't believe it. I just don't believe it.
No, they're always behind. I mean, especially with computers. Oh, my God, the government is the worst with computers. The FBI has wasted millions and millions of dollars trying to upgrade their computer system, and they still have this pathetic system that would make the public library in your town in the 90s embarrassed. I
mean, but to the point, the public library is a government institution too, and somehow they managed to do it.
Yeah, I used to work for the public library, and it's because the public library itself is much smaller, and there's somebody at some level who actually wants to get it done, and they don't have that much internal strife or competition. The larger the organization gets, the more there are people who are working at cross purposes for their very own internal agendas or whatever, and they fight these battles, and they make it very difficult for people.
Well, yeah,
you bring
an IT contractor in a private company, and you want to make sure that person's going to get the job done, whereas with the government, you bring an IT contractor in to get something done, and he all of a sudden comes up with all these problems that need to be fixed, and, I can't install this email system until I can do this and that. We need to expand the bureaucracy and need more funding.
Bring in a bunch of buddies.
Yep. Yep. Sorry, guys. It's going to take a lot longer than I originally expected. And, of course, not because it will actually take that amount of time. It's because it's the government, and they know they can milk it for as much as they can get out of it. And then a lot of them actually end up leaving. And this is what I recall from the story about the FBI, at least the FBI in their email, trying to get that up and running. They brought in multiple IT directors to work on this problem because they all kept just running out the door eventually. So it's hard to get that to work, too.
Yeah, they just get enough money, they get enough out of it, and then it's not worth the headaches, and they're out of there.
Yep.
And somebody's got to pick it up and start over. And again, you know, there's no incentive on the bureaucrats' part to control costs because they can keep going with their handout to get some more money. But more to the point of why I called was just saying that in terms of these massive conspiracies, you know, everything from 9/11 to the mainstream media and all these other things, it requires far more coordination than really exists in the real world. I mean, there's so much that is really chaotic and up to chance, and really the idea that anybody, that you can get thousands of people, let alone a handful of people, completely on the same page long enough to accomplish one of these grand schemes is just, to me, kind of absurd. Like, it just doesn't happen that way.
Yeah, I agree with you. That's what throws it all into a tailspin for me.
Yeah.
Thanks, Dylan, for the call tonight. Appreciate the thoughts. Yeah, I absolutely agree with that. At 800-259-9231, and that's why I questioned Sam so hard on that on his particular viewpoint.
What about your conspiracy theory? You were just bringing about politicians and their unslaked lust for child prostitutes.
I'm just
suggesting
it's possible. I didn't say it was happening or to what extent it was happening. I'm just saying that it's awfully interesting that here's a politically connected company that's pimping little boys, and these people are in search of power, and people in search of power do pretty sick things. So. It doesn't. I'm not saying for sure anything about that. I'm just making a suggestion. That's a conspiracy suggestion. How about that? 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's not the first time we've heard about, Mark, since you want to push me on this, there was that one issue, remember, not too long ago about the congressional guy and the pages?
Yeah.
The young,
right.
Which are, but, they're not little boys, but they're teenage boys.
Just, text messages to them. I mean, he never even got his little greasy politician fingers on them, as far as we know. It was just dirty text messages.
Just telling you, that just gives you one
I'm
example.
I'm telling you that the American population, that the populace is so horrified by the idea of child sex that it's just, I just don't believe it could be done. That this would be something that would be, the pimp would have such power over the politicians that they would rule America very shortly. Yeah, I'll take control now, fellas. I mean, it's just absolute, utter nonsense. You want it so bad, you fail to see reason.
Oh, I don't know, Mark. 800-259-9231. There's not reason involved when it comes to, child pimping. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And a lot of these politicians do have dirt out there on them, and people are holding that dirt over their head, and that's why they vote, in many cases, in the ways they vote, because the people holding the dirt. It's Free Talk Live.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low, at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about the delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. I've told you for years that eFoodsDirect has the best storable food on the planet. Now it's that time of year again, and their holiday special is here. They have two holiday price packs for you to put into your reserves for a secure future or to share with others. The first is a six-month bulk supply in 10 cans. And the second is a five-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals, including delicious bakery items shipped in heavy tote bags. Now, for a limited time, when you order two or more of these special holiday packs, you'll get free shipping on your entire order. Call now, 800-409-5633, or visit them at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Yeah, I'm ready. Okay, yeah. Stop that. Oh, well, kid, you're killing me. Okay. They want me to dress up like Santa. My thoughts? What's this gonna prove? They want to remind you about the holiday special. So here it is. Buy a month's supply of Life Change Tea and get 2 extra weeks free. Get some free tea in the holiday spree.
Oh, my goodness.
Lose weight and don't become the size of Santa. Oh, who wrote this? Buy 1 month, get 2 weeks free. That's the best sell of the year. So go to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. Come on, new people. 928-308-0408. And all of you that have ordered the tea, thank you for this year. We love you guys.
Yeah, we know. You love us too.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free. Bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That number is brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 800-259-9231, and you can join us on our website. FreeTalkLive.com is the site, and actually you can create the content. The main feature allows you to add things to the website. You add in a news article or a blog post or a video or something like that. Whatever it is you find online that you think is interesting, you submit it to the website. Other listeners then vote on whether they like or dislike. And you can vote on things, too. The most liked make it to the front page and the top of the website, meaning more people are likely to see them. We're more likely to see them and talk about them on the air. So go to freetalklive.com and get interactive there. There's a lot of other great things that you can do there as well, and it's all for free. That's freetalklive.com.
Have you ever considered taking your case to court without an attorney? Well, if you have, you need to have a full education on the legal system. You can't just go in there and imagine you're going to be able to ask some, very poignant questions to the judge, and you're, oh, well, that's a very good point, Mr. Edge. Well, I guess you're not guilty. No, you need to be able to motion the court for, evidence and be able to get the other side to show the evidence that they have, that kind of thing.
Sovereign Curtis motioned for dismissal today, and he got it.
Wow, really?
Well, they didn't show up. The government guys didn't show up for it was his trial on, not the weed trial, that's still
this
coming.
This was for the fire. Was,
right, when he was Hampton arrested. Beach. Yeah, it was a few months ago. Michelle Seven had called in, our Monday night co-host called in.
It's a campfire.
Yeah, they had a fire out on the beach, and
Call it a campfire.
They arrested him for no reason whatsoever. They didn't even have any evidence that it was his fire.
There were people standing all around it.
Right, and
he just wasn't as cooperative as he could have been.
He didn't want to turn over his ID to the cops, yeah. And so they arrested him, and he went to trial on that today out on the seacoast of New Hampshire, and cops didn't show up. He motioned for dismissal. Judge granted it. It's over.
Did he have a lawyer in that instance?
No, I don't believe so.
Well, I hope he had jurisdictionary. Jurisdictionary works for plaintiffs or defendants. It costs less than an hour with any good lawyer, and it's so easy the average eighth grader can go through the complete 4-CD course in a single weekend. Get it at jurisdictionary.com. It's jurisdictionary.com. And there are several copies floating up around here in New Hampshire. I went and bought my own because I didn't want to have to borrow folks's. And it's invaluable. Jurisdictionary.com.
All right, let's continue here. You can bring up whatever you want and talk to Brad in Georgia. Brad, you're on Free Talk Live with the Inn and Mark. Hello.
Hey, how are y'all doing tonight?
Just great, Brad. What's on your mind tonight?
Not too much. We've got a great little win for liberty down here in Atlanta.
Oh, really?
I'd love to hear about it.
Yeah, you don't hear about Georgia winning liberty very often.
No, you don't.
Now, one of the things, give you a little background, back in September of 2009, there was a gay bar in Atlanta that was raided by Atlanta PD.
Yes, we did talk about this.
The Eagle Raid. Well, they raided the bar. There were 62 patrons in the bar. After they did everything, they detained everyone, had them lay down on the floor, and they glass covered in beer and whatever else is on the floor in a gay bar. They detained them, took all their IDs, ran background, didn't find a single outstanding ticket.
Can you believe that?
Not even a parking ticket. They didn't find drugs on anyone.
Can you believe that?
Yeah.
It's insane. I mean, I like to say it's a testament to our community, but, I mean, they were just, wow.
Are you one of them homosexuals?
Of course.
Okay.
Were you there?
Actually, to give you a little background, I got married in King, New Hampshire.
Oh, that's wonderful.
It is a small world.
Yes, it is. But we...
Wait, you got gay married in King, New Hampshire?
Yeah, I got gay married in King, New Hampshire.
So this has been recently then, right? I mean,
yeah, back in January this year.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, and it's really funny. I didn't know y'all were... I didn't know about Free King and everything else at the time, because literally we picked King because it was the closest place to where we were to go get married.
So did you drive all the way up from Atlanta?
No, we drove up from New York. My partner, my partner's in sales. But...
Well, come on back one of these days, darn
it. Absolutely. I've got to come up there. We'll go out drinking. Go out.
Well, we had Dale, who's our normal Friday
I don't
night.
Want you getting my partner drunk and taking advantage of him.
I'm married. I wouldn't do that.
Dale is our normal Friday night co-host, the resident gay guy on the show. And he actually...
You can get him drunk and take advantage of him if you want.
He is actually Dale.
No, my partner would have a problem with that and kick my butt. So
they might not be Dale's type anyway. So he's down. He's actually down in Atlanta right now. That's why he's not been on the show for a couple months. So you guys have something in common. Anyway, go ahead.
Wow. So, giving you a little background. So that went to court. People sued. There was 26 of the patrons sued the city. That just got settled today. The judge signed everything.
Settled for what?
There was $1 million cash payment to the patrons.
Wow.
Yeah. I as a landowner in the city of Atlanta, that came out of my pocket. But
sure it did.
But we go through those things, and then we look at this. But the things in the settlement that they required the APD, the Atlanta PD, to agree to were things such as you are allowed to record police officers as long as you're not physically interfering with them during their task. That was awesome.
Great.
Yeah.
You cannot run someone's ID without suspicion that they are committing a crime at that time. There were some crazy things in the settlement. So I was just at the celebration for the settlement and I was talking to the lead attorney on this, and he got a lot of these ideas from Reason Magazine, from things they were looking at and going, while we're at it, let's just go get these things.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
that's great news. I always feel so icky about it. People have encouraged me, well, Ian, you need to sue these guys, because I've been arrested a few times. Hey, you need to sue these guys. And I was just like, I don't know. I don't really want to use their system. But it's always good when you hear about a success story, and that's great news.
Yeah, and, you know, sometimes the right things work out. I wish it wouldn't have come to be. You should not have to sue someone to make them do the right thing.
No, and it's a shame that the cops themselves aren't liable for what they've done.
In this suit, they all have to be investigated within the next 6 months. If they do not comply with that, they can go back after the city again for contempt.
Investigated for what?
For violation of civil rights.
Hmm.
They
sounds
really...
like a big victory.
Yeah, it's actually... You don't get these too often. And it's we stood up and you go, we're not going to take this anymore. And you got to do that sometimes.
Good on you. I appreciate the update on that particular case. And anything else you want to share tonight?
No, but y'all do a great job. You're spreading the message, and we love you for it.
Thanks, Brad. Glad you're out there. And again, thanks for updating us on that, and thanks for the call tonight at 800-259-9231. When you hear news like that, it's great because, you know, somebody got some level of justice, actually, in that case. You know, they got a cash payment for their inconvenience and being harassed.
It sounds like everybody won on this one. I mean, there's a, you know, this is a civil rights win.
No doubt about that. And if it's true that the
cops in a major city like that, that can be referenced, you know, in that circuit, that U.S. circuit there, and it can be referenced in other U.S. circuits. So it has more power in that circuit,
right?
But, it has power in other circuits.
No, I get it, and that's good news. But unfortunately, just on the aggregate, it just doesn't. It doesn't do anything. I mean, as far as just aggregate,
right? It's a one step forward. 100
yeah,
back.
Exactly right. So that's why we need to get Liberty Lovers together, get those guys back up to Keene, get them up here to New Hampshire, get everybody that loves freedom, as many of us as possible, to move to New Hampshire, and then you start bringing lawsuits in that one location, in that one place, and where you've got the activists concentrated, you start doing politics there, you start doing, you know, more non-cooperation and things like that. I was out doing some outreach today at the court here in Keene, New Hampshire, with a couple guys that have actually been doing it for a couple months. So it was my first time going out and doing it. They've been handing out flyers to encourage people not to take plea bargains at the local courthouse. And it's great. And they're being, the bureaucrats are also going to work at the same time that we're doing this. So we're handing out the flyers to both the bureaucrats that are working for the city and the people that are going into the court for their arraignments on the early Wednesday morning. And
not exactly surreptitious.
The colder reactions are coming from the bureaucrats, and some of the other folks really seem to appreciate the information. So
they got something to read while they're sitting around waiting for jury duty, right?
Yeah. Well, the story is apparently a lot of the time what'll happen is they'll go up, they'll go to the no, this isn't jury duty. I'm sorry if I wasn't clear, Mark. Okay. These are arraignments. There's this difference from fully informed jury association outreach, which happens once a month up here, where we are reaching out to potential jurors to inform them of their right to nullify a verdict. But this is actually to inform the victims of the state, the people that, for the most part, you know, got caught for drinking or they got caught for smoking pot or something like that. That's the bulk of the folks that go to these arraignments. So we're reaching out to these people and giving them the reasons why it's a bad idea to take a plea bargain. So it's a completely
different...
It's
especially a bad idea to take a plea bargain quickly, early in the process. If you're going to take one, you know, make them get all the way up to court.
So this is kind of a newish bit of activism here, and it's going well so far. And so we'd like to see this spread across New Hampshire and more activism happen here so we can actually have steps forward and none of those 100 steps back. 800-259-9231. You take control. Bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
The holiday season provides a great opportunity to share a vision of freedom and how we'll get there. And all of the inspirational and beautifully illustrated publications from BigHeadPress.com are great tools for sharing the freedom message with thoughtful stories, and they are extremely entertaining and a pleasure to read. Just one of the many imaginative graphic novels from BigHeadPress.com is Escape from Terra. Humanity is going to space, and government is not invited. Space pioneers seeking wealth and freedom in outer space. Check out BigHeadPress.com.
How does a cruise to Bermuda sound? How about a cruise to Bermuda with Stefan Molyneux, Wes Bertrand of Complete Liberty, and me? This cruise isn't just a convention on the water, it's an unconference where the event is what you make of it. The boat has an ice skating rink, rock climbing wall, miniature golf, and much more. The ship leaves Bayonne, New Jersey in November 2011. But you need to reserve your berth now. They're as low as $535, double occupancy. Go to cruise.freetalklive.com. Do it today. cruise.freetalklive.com.
Do you want to get away from additives and preservatives in your food? Need alternatives to conventional food preparation? Do you want to save the fruits of your gardening labor? And are you looking for an excellent gift idea? Then check out the Excalibur Dehydrator. Dehydration is one of the healthiest, most cost-effective, and fun ways to feed yourself and your family. Make healthy snacks like fruit roll-ups and beef jerky. Store healthy food in case of an emergency with no added salts, fats, or preservatives. And save hundreds of dollars by drying it yourself with the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator comes with an industry-leading exclusive 10-year warranty. And when you order, you'll receive a free book filled with amazing, easy recipes, a $25 value free for a limited time. Just mention coupon code GCN. Learn more and order your Excalibur Dehydrator today at drying123.com. That's drying123.com. Drying123.com. Or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. 877-875-4254. Season's greetings and health and wellness from Excalibur Dehydrator.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Still to come here tonight, more about what's going on with WikiLeaks, Julian Assange specifically, and what the U.S. government is looking to try to do to this poor man. It's just absolutely awful. 800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features, including the webcam. You can watch, you can listen, you can interact. Because our chat room is built into the very same page. You can go to cam.freetalklive.com to get interactive with said chatters and to watch and listen. Go to cam.freetalklive.com, and it's all brought to you by the folks at Memory Dealers.
Memory Dealers offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, ZenPaks, and X2s. They're all 100% compatible with all the major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, and up to 99% off of list price. Not all of them are 99% off. Others are different levels off, but they're all cheaper than the major manufacturers. They're all completely compatible, and some of them are up to 99%. Also, they have customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. In some cases, they can do the private labeling and get it out to you the next day. All their stock is in stock, ready to ship via overnight delivery, memorydealers.com.
All right, let's continue taking your phone calls about what you want. Brian is listening in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Brian.
Hey, guys. It's really great to talk to you again. I was listening to a couple of comments back, a couple of callers back. There was a guy that was talking about, like, government websites. And I didn't honestly catch everything that he had to say because I was laughing too hard. There was an article in Army Times, which is a newspaper that's marketed towards active duty military members.
Yeah, we've heard of it.
Okay. A couple of weeks, I think about a week or so ago, about AKO. And AKO is the Army website. It's the, you know, it's the the place that, that is marketed and designed for members of the Army that are, you know, active duty or whatever to get everything they need to know to do their job. Okay. So I'm not going to lie here. I'm an active duty guy, and that might not fly too well in the Liberty community, but whatever. Okay.
Well, I think that most people, on this show, what I'm going to say is that I prefer people that believe in the ideas of liberty in positions of in the government over people who are not.
This is the Army Knowledge Online website is what you're talking about, yes?
Exactly. So there's this.
I actually just tried clicking on it before you go into it. I just tried clicking on it, and there's a security error right out the gate.
Oh, I love it.
Okay. I would have to allow an exception in my browser to allow myself to browse this particular site, which is a supposedly risky thing to do.
Yeah, kind of makes you wonder, doesn't it? Mm. Anyway, so there's this article on Army Times about AKO, about how soldiers hate it, which I read the article, and it was pretty much true. I mean, like I said, I'm an active duty guy. It's this, it's the worst, it's got the worst search engine that you've ever seen. There are security, protocols that make it almost impossible to find out what you want to find out. What I'm getting at here, I'm trying to redirect the conversation to core liberty principles here. Okay, so in other words, what I'm saying is that, what the customer wants, the customer should get. And if the customer isn't getting what the customer wants, then he's going to go somewhere else, right? So.
Sure.
And it's not the case. It's the perfect government website. It does everything that you do not want it to do, mm-hmm. and nothing that it wants you to do. So.
And we're supposed to believe that the same people that are administering these websites are somehow security experts and are going to be able to keep the hackers out, right?
I mean, isn't that great?
Yeah.
I mean, it's hilarious because it's like, okay, wait a minute. So you think that they expect people to believe that they're on the cutting edge and that they're going to provide good quality service? They don't care about quality service. That's not their incentive. You know why? Because they don't get paid for it. They get paid to hold their job.
Yep.
That's what government is about.
I find it amazing they even have websites. I mean, I find it amazing that we're 15 years into the internet here or more, and the government actually has figured out how to have a website. I mean, that alone is progress for them, but it's really bad.
I know, and here's my thing. It's like, what really turned me on to becoming a libertarian. And for that matter, someone who is really concerned about issues of freedom and liberty was going and working for the government.
Oh, and I bet it was.
I realized it's been an eye-opening experience. I mean, I spent 27 months in a combat zone, and I've just seen from the inside how the system operates. And this mythology that is so pervasive about, that the government has some incentive towards protecting liberty. I mean, I'm sorry, but on one hand, I swore an oath to defend the Constitution, but on the other hand, I'm beginning to believe that it, will not be beginning. I've long since held the belief that. That's not what it's about.
Yep. It's about rewarding your friends and punishing your enemies if you're a politician, and then using people like the military as your tools to accomplish whatever your political goals are. And, of course, the people in the bureaucracy, it's about getting bigger and bigger budgets every year and more employees and expanding power. And
Exactly. Thank you. I mean, it's like I had two life-changing experiences, One was staring down the sights of my rifle at a woman, at just this woman walking down the street in a burqa. staring down my sights and keeping tracking her. And it's like preparing myself to shoot her. God, that was horrible. Second was reading Rothbard's For a New Liberty. I know that seems kind of strange, but it's like those two events in my life are huge. So to get back to what I was talking about the internet, I know I'm kind of reaching here, but it's like you've got to realize that it's like the government is not there.
Yeah, they don't have it together.
The Constitution. It's not there to defend the Constitution. It's not there to defend individual liberty.
Yeah, it's there to perpetuate itself.
Like the founding fathers talked about. No,
it's there to perpetuate itself on the backs of everybody else, and you're absolutely right. Great thoughts.
Get that paycheck. It's all about that paycheck.
I hope you get out of there at some point. How many years have you been in the military?
Well, I'm coming up on 7 here at the end of this month, and I will be a free man in April.
Do you have any more tours or anything like that? Are you pretty much just back in the States till then?
Nope, I'm done.
This is 8 years of active duty. Do you still have the ready reserves after that that they're going to force you into?
No,
done.
And I will be done. And it's that experience that it's like it's seeing the operation of the warfare welfare state. Of
it's an eye opener, absolutely. I can only imagine what it's like, and I'm glad I didn't join to find out personally. And I thank you.
I'm glad you didn't too.
Yeah,
I am so glad that you.
Any plans to come up here to New Hampshire after you get out?
You know, it's funny. My mom lives in New Hampshire, and you know, she's kind of alone up there, and I did not grow up there, but she kind of moved there later in life, and I'm toying around with the idea.
When you toy around a little further and you come to the conclusion, go to freestateproject.org, get signed up, and get on up here. We'd love to have you. It's always great to have people who are former military because they can speak to issues unlike a lot of us, like a lot of us cannot, in that they have had that experience.
If the average liberty person speaks out against the military, you're just a yellow-bellied coward!
Yeah.
Whereas if somebody in the military speaks, on those issues, well, they have to sit up and listen.
Yeah, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate the inside information. It's always what I've ever heard about the U.S. military is that people that are on the inside, they really get a lesson in what bureaucracy is all about. Go to freestateproject.org. If you love liberty, you want a chance at liberty in your lifetime, fact is you got to get together with other people that love freedom too and are willing to do something about it. Get together, concentrate the activism. That's what we're doing here in New Hampshire. That's why we moved here. Go to freestateproject.org to learn more. We'll come back with more in Hour 3, which is coming up next.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Carnation Breakfast Essentials, helping your family get off to a nutritious start every day. Mornings can be chaotic, but a little advance work will take the pressure off. The night before, organize backpacks and put them at the door, along with anything else that your kids need for the day. Set a timer for 5 minutes before departure to give everyone a chance to mobilize, and off you go. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.